This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
I was absolutely blown away when I saw some news on LinkedIn yesterday that Microsoft, they announced they have a new AI, you know, a new leader of their AI division, and that is Mustafa Seliman, who is, you know, famous for being one of the original co-founders of DeepMind. He co-authored the paper Attention is All You Need, and it's, you know, about transformers, which is what we're using for these LLMs today. And of course, he is famously a co-founder and, you know, leading Inflection AI, who's raised $1.3 billion, which is, you know, definitely one of the reasons why I was so shocked that he's now been tapped to be the head of AI, you know, the CEO of AI over at Microsoft. This is mind-blowing to me. I'm going to be 100% honest, and I actually don't think it's a good thing. So I want to break all of that down in the podcast today. The first thing to say is people that know me know that I have had a little bit of an issue with Inflection AI over the last little while, as they have essentially, I don't know, they had a bunch of stuff in the early days where it would tell you that, you know, preserving animal life was more important than preserving human life and a bunch of other like craziness. I think they kind of got that fixed over at Inflection since I've last tried it. And I think that a lot of this, in my opinion, was some ideologies that were kind of hard trained into these models, which I believe partially was from Mustafa. So anyways, I have my own like random personal beefs with him on this. And apparently there's a bunch of people that have beefs with him, but I'm not going to get into those too much. Apparently, you know, when he worked at Google, they said that he was a bit of a bully and he made people cry in meetings. And I don't know, that's not super important to me. But of course, if you read about him anywhere in this, it's like a big thing that everyone wants to talk about on VentureBeat and TechCrunch and everything. So I'm not just like crazy for bringing that up. That's literally what like they lead with that. Literally, VentureBeat says Microsoft announces new AI division led by controversial DeepMind Inflection co-founder. Okay, so controversial because, you know, apparently he was mean and he had to go to some like sensitivity training and, you know, learn to be kinder to people. Okay, regardless of all of that, I think this is absolutely insane because he raised $1.3 billion, hogs 20,000 H100 GPUs, does nothing with them, and then bounces to Microsoft. This is insanity. I'm personally a little bit concerned that Microsoft is going to become a vacuum and suck up all of the top AI talent. I'm also surprised that someone like himself, who has enough conviction to leave Google, start your own company, raise $1.3 billion. He literally founded one of the number one, like in the top five, maybe the fourth, maybe the fifth most funded AI startups, period. And then he leaves it and he's like, don't worry, guys, I'm going to read his post about this. But like, this is mind blowing to me. Not good. Seems a little sellouty, but you know, whatever. I'll curb my criticism. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe not. He said, I'm excited to announce that today I'm joining Microsoft as CEO of Microsoft AI. I'll be leading all consumer AI products and research, including Copilot, Bing, and Edge. My friend and longtime collaborator, Karen Cimaran, will be chief scientist, and several of our amazing teammates have chosen to join us. Inflection AI will continue on its mission under a new CEO and look to reach more people than ever by making its API widely available to developers and businesses the world over. It's been an amazing journey with so much more to come. Thank you to everyone for your support. Things really are just getting started. Okay, posted that on X. Okay, what actually happened here is that Satya from Microsoft is on a poaching spree. And of course, I think he's figured out the new strategy in today's regulatory environment. You cannot buy companies. So I think maybe in the past, Microsoft would have acquired Inflection and then rolled Mustafa kind of like straight into the company. But because you can't buy anything today without it getting vetoed, what they're doing is they're literally just going in, like grabbing Mustafa, the CEO, and getting a bunch of his top executives, and then are able to just kind of pull them all in. So I think this is absolutely fascinating. He said, you know, Mustafa said, a bunch of our teammates have chosen to join us. This feels straight up like an acquihire, right? Microsoft is just getting the whole Inflection team, and they're getting replaced But what's mind-blowing to me is this isn't just like a classic acqui-hire. Inflection has raised $1.3 billion. This is insane. Microsoft, like, I don't know what they offered Mustafa. I don't know how much money they offered him. Like, did he sell his soul? I know this sounds terrible, but, like, seriously, imagine, like, he seems like a wet fish to me. And, like, imagine how much conviction you have to be to start a company and raise $1.3 billion. My assumption is a lot of conviction, right? I'm in the process of running an AI startup right now. I've raised money for it. Like I'm very serious about this. And to the point where, like, when you've taken money from investors, you can't just walk away and go to do some new career opportunity. This, to me, is just, like, I feel like unethical. I don't know. Maybe because of my personal position, I just feel like jaded towards this. But, like, it just seems gross. I'm going to be honest. It feels gross. If you've taken money from investors, you're going to build something. Like, see it through. He doesn't even have an API to Inflection. And I've used the product, and I think it's a good product. You can go on there and chat personally with it, but maybe it's like an app and like a little user interface. It has not reached terminal velocity. It's not massive. And maybe that's why he's walking away, because he feels like it didn't grow big enough. But they raised $1.3 billion. They 100% have the money to make this thing grow big enough. They could be one of the big foundational models, and they could pursue things other than just being a ChatGPT kind of clone along with Anthropic and everyone else. So mind-blowing to me why he would choose to do this. Okay, let's get into some more of the details other than me just, like, ranting. So we apparently, Satya, CEO of Microsoft, he put out a blog post and also sent out an email to everyone. He said Microsoft will be EVP and CEO of Microsoft AI and joins the senior leadership team reporting to me. Karen, that's, who is with Mustafa at Inflection, is joining this group as chief scientist reporting to Mustafa. I've known Mustafa for several years and have greatly admired him as a founder of both DeepMind and Inflection, and as a visionary product maker and builder of pioneering teams that go after bold missions. Okay, so he is essentially, Satya is consolidating power. He has 49% of OpenAI that he now owns. He's now grabbing one of the other top five most funded AI startups, stealing their leadership team, a bunch of their talent, and their CEO, folding them into their own Microsoft AI department. And this is insane to me. So this is not just, these aren't the only moves. They've also been a big investor and supporter of Anthropic, which is pretty interesting. And then they've also, I think they just did a deal with, Mistral AI, which is of course it's the number one AI funded startup out of France. So Microsoft is big. It's not surprising that they're doing deals and working with other people, but they're starting to buy up big percentages or straight up, like, it's so interesting. I remember seeing a post that was the CEO of Google had an alert that he sent out to like his team or whatever, where he said, if Apple hires anyone from our search department, I want to know about it immediately and get an update, right? He's worried that Apple's going to come up with a search engine. That's kind of the big fear there. And Apple at the moment pays them $7 billion a year for Google to be the default search engine. And I think Google definitely makes way more money than that. So it's like a concern, right? Now imagine if that's how concerned they are about hiring talent. Okay, who gets the alert when Microsoft comes to acquire your entire senior team? Like, nobody. How is that in the best interest of investors? If I was an investor in this, I would be so mad. You give money to the CEO. Not only does he walk away, but he's like, and like a bunch of our team has chosen to join us. Investors get no upside in like him just going to Microsoft, creating his own division and like gutting the whole company. Gross. Absolutely gross. And I say this as someone who like obviously loves technology. I love OpenAI. Microsoft giving them money and helping promote it and grow it and stuff. But I think two things can be true, which is going to be like, I support technology growing, and I'm also deeply skeptical of the consolidation of large AI superpowers, aka Microsoft, who now has the cloud. Okay, if this wasn't bad enough, this just reminds me of one other thing. I posted this on my Instagram story today, if you follow, but I'll read this again. And this is coming from a lawsuit. But it says, Microsoft CEO boasted that, this is why I love lawsuits, because in the discovery process, they have to release and like leak all the chats, right? The group chats get leaked. So this is recently. Microsoft CEO boasted that it would not matter if OpenAI disappeared tomorrow. He explained that we have all the IP rights and all capabilities. We have the people, we have the compute, we have the data, we have everything. We are below them, above them, and around them. This is Microsoft. Okay, so for all intents and purposes, Microsoft buying 49% of OpenAI, Microsoft just like sucked OpenAI dry. They own it. They own the IP. They own everything around it. They own it, right? And now they're getting Inflection, and they're going after Anthropic, and they're going after Mistral. Like, who is left? Google is struggling, it seems, and floundering in their own problems, or they're trying to, like, just, I don't know, stay relevant in this. Microsoft is going on a whole new approach. Microsoft seems to have figured out the landscape as it sits today, which is, like, Microsoft wasn't necessarily internally developing blockbuster AI hits. They were just acquiring popular startups and acquiring popular technology. Maybe not because they don't have the technology, but maybe because, like, I would rather use OpenAI than if they were like, hey, we have this really cool thing on, like, Microsoft Edge. You want to use our AI thing there? I'd be like, yeah, whatever, no way. But then they're like, oh, we're the first people to get GPT-4 and it's over on Microsoft Edge. Yeah, like, I downloaded the Bing app and was, like, using, you know, the Bing thing for a while before OpenAI just came out with their GPT-4 because it literally got front-run by Microsoft. So, yeah, I see major upside to Microsoft in all of this. They've dominated, but I think this consolidation of power is not good for the environment, not good for the industry at all. Let me talk about who else agrees with me on this is Margaret Michel. So she's currently the chief ethics scientist and a researcher at Hugging Face, right? Hugging Face is where you can host all the open source AI models. It's a great company, great project, huge fan of Hugging Face. And anyways, she was also the former co-leader of Google's AI ethics team. But anyways, she was fired by Google for, you know, a violation of its code of conduct. I don't know, because she said that Mustafa Suleiman yelled at her, so she got fired. Okay. So anyways, she doesn't think this is great, but she just doesn't think it's great because she doesn't like Mustafa Suleiman. So that's its own thing. Another thing that I think is important to note, though, is not her, but Clement DeLange from Hugging Face, another prominent player, said, I've said it before and I'll say it again, concentration of power is the biggest risk to AI. So this is very interesting, and I wanted to bring up one other comment from X, which is Kyle Russell. He said, Inflection investors and early employees kind of got rug pulled, and screenshotted or shared a screenshot of the email where it says, or I guess the post from Inflection that says, this renewed emphasis on our API also comes with some important changes in the company. Today, we're also announcing that two of our three co-founders, Mustafa and Karen, will be leaving Inflection to start Microsoft AI, a new division at Microsoft that will bring together their consumer AI efforts as well as Copilot, Bing, and Edge. We're grateful for all their amazing work in getting Inflection to this stage and wish them luck for this new chapter. We're delighted to welcome a new CEO, Sean White, who has decades of experience working at the cutting edge of technology, research, and business. He's a visionary leader poised to take Inflection into this new era. Our third co-founder, Reid Hoffman, will continue on our board and remains excited to take these next steps in building personal intelligence for everyone. Okay, so absolute insanity. It looks like they're getting a new CEO who's coming over from Mozilla Firefox, I believe, and that kind of project, which is cool, but, like, yeah, insane. This is pretty crazy, right? Two of the three co-founders are leaving, and a ton of their top talent. I wonder what Reid Hoffman's, like, what his thinking is. It's actually so tricky because Reid Hoffman, of course, is the CEO of LinkedIn, who was acquired by Microsoft. So he probably can't say anything. Maybe he even thinks this is a good thing because at the end of the day, if Microsoft's stock goes up, Reid Hoffman's stock, like, his wealth goes up. So I wonder if he even cares, or if it was just kind of, that's got to be crazy. Think about it this way. Like, you invest $1.3 billion in a company who one of their founders is owned by Microsoft, or, you know, yeah, pretty much. They're like, what are the odds that company you invested in gets completely violated by Microsoft? In my opinion, that's what happens. It's not like they got acquired. They didn't get a payout. The investors didn't get their money back. They got rug pulled. They got completely rug pulled by Microsoft because they gutted the top team. Mustafa is going to give them the sweetheart deal for anything inflection that they need, I'm sure, in the future. So yeah, absolute insanity. I will also say what's really interesting in all of this as we kind of wrap this up is that this isn't the first person that Microsoft has kind of announced is going to be leading this new AI division. They initially announced that Sam Altman was going to do it when he got kicked out of OpenAI, but then of course he got back into OpenAI. So then they're like, oh, you know, who's next to lead the division? And it looks like, yeah, Mustafa Suleiman's their next guy. Absolute insanity. I'll keep you up to date as we see new things coming down the pipe in this. If you enjoyed the episode today, this one really was a lot of my ranting and trying to speculate on where this is going. But if you enjoyed the episode, if you learned some things and got some insights, I would love it if you left a review for this. Seriously, it would be amazing. But yeah, really hope that you have an amazing rest of your day, and I'll catch you next time.